So we inhale, and then as we exhale, we think and feel, may others be happy.
And then as we inhale again, may I be happy. May others be happy. Take a minute or two to let the loving kindness ride the breath. Then we begin the more formal practice of loving kindness and the other Brahma Viharas with a reflection on forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask forgiveness. And if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, to the extent that I'm able to do so at this time, I extend forgiveness. I also extend forgiveness to myself. May my heart open. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I be safe and free and able to care for myself with ease and joy. Then we bring to heart and mind a being we call the benefactor, a being who the very thought of we know will bring loving kindness to our hearts, even if we're in a grumpy mood. So this can be someone from our personal lives, or someone from the wider world, like the Dalai Lama, or Thich Nhat Hanh, or even a dearly beloved pet, because the key aspect is that we know the thought of this being lifts our hearts, so it gives us the note for loving kindness. And we direct loving kindness to the benefactor. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and free and able to care for yourself with ease and joy. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and free and able to care for yourself with ease and joy. Or simply, may you be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. And then we can direct the loving kindness back toward ourselves again. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I be safe and free and able to care for myself with ease and joy. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And open your hearts out again to the dear ones in your life, thinking of them one at a time or in groups. Directing loving kindness to the dear ones. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and free and able to care for yourselves with ease and joy. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. Opening our hearts wider, we think of other friends, other relatives, other members of this group and other groups and congregations we're a part of, colleagues, co-workers, students, clients, teachers, neighbors, all those in our weak lives. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and free and able to care for yourselves with ease and joy. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and free and able to care for yourselves with ease and joy. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. Opening our hearts wider still, we can think of all those people who we rely on for everything from the clothing we wear to those who build our cars, repair our streets, protect us, teach our children. So many people, and most of them we don't know. We open our hearts to them too. May you too be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and free and able to care for yourselves with ease and joy. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and free and able to care for yourselves with ease and joy. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. And we radiate loving kindness from this place, north, south, east, west, above and below, to all human beings, to animals, birds, fishes, reptiles, amphibians, insects, spiders, tiny unseen beings, all beings born and about to be born. May all beings be happy and peaceful. May all beings be healthy and strong. May all beings be safe and free and able to care for themselves with ease and joy. Radiating loving kindness, outward and unbounded, surrounding the earth in loving kindness. And we inhale and exhale. Rest, relax. And move our attention to compassion. We bring to heart and mind for the first category for compassion practice a person or being or group of beings who we care about and we know are in some sort of difficulty or distress. So that when we do this, the feeling of compassion arises quite easily, and we know what compassion feels like. So then thinking of this being or group of beings, we direct the energy of Karuna, compassion, with phrases similar to these. I care about this pain. I care about your pain. May you be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be comforted, supported, cared for, healed. May you be surrounded with every kindness. May you be surrounded with kindness. And then we can spend as much time with that at home, more time. And then next we can think of ourselves and think of some aspect of our own lives that is in difficulty or distress. So we open our hearts to ourselves with compassion. I care about this pain. I care about my pain. May I be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be comforted, supported, cared for, healed. May I be surrounded with every kindness. May I be surrounded with kindness. And then opening the heart outward again, there may be one or more dear ones or friends in your life experiencing some sort of difficulty or distress. So we think of them. I care about your pain. I care about your pain. May you be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May you be comforted, supported, cared for, healed. May you be surrounded with every kindness. May you be surrounded with kindness. And then we can think of so many groups, people, animals, beings in suffering and distress. We radiate compassion from this place, north, south, east, west, above and below. We care about this pain. We care about this pain. May all suffering sentient beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May they be comforted, supported, cared for, healed. May all beings be surrounded with every kindness. May the entire earth be surrounded in kindness. And again, we breathe, relax. Bring to heart and mind someone you know who is experiencing, and who you care about a lot, who is experiencing a lot of joy, happiness, success. Or perhaps a baby you know, puppies, kittens. Allow your heart now to open in joy, appreciative joy. So depending on the being, we might think and feel, may your happiness and good fortune continue. May your success continue. Or may joy never leave you. May joy never leave you. May joy never leave you. And then we imagine all the beings who are celebrating today, some happiness, some success, some joy. Or just think of all the people delighting in the joy of babies, in the joy of tiny beings, puppies, kittens, ducklings, feeling that joy radiating outward. May joy never leave you. May joy never leave you. May joy never leave you. Surrounding the earth in joy. And again, we relax and breathe. And finally, we rest in this present moment. From our place of deep love, compassion, concern, and joy, we also realize that all beings are the owners of their own karma. Their happiness or unhappiness depends on their actions and not on our wishes for them. So though we will and can help, everyone faces their own situation. Things are as they are. Things are as they are. Breathing gently, resting in this moment, with hearts full of compassion, loving kindness, caring and concern, we also understand that things are as they are. Things are as they are. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, the causes of suffering, and the root of suffering. May all beings know the joy that is without sorrow, and may that joy never leave them. And may all beings live in balance and in harmony, without too much greed, without too much aggression, believing in the equality of all that live. And may the merit and the benefit that comes to us from doing these practices be shared with all beings everywhere.